Only on the edgeonair.com. The greatest music you never heard.
She's trying to take my job, y'all. But like she said, tune into the Gentleman's Corner on Tuesdays from 4 to 6, only on the edgeonair.com. The greatest music you never heard.
Now what?
So we did promise you something special. Yeah, we know this is not reggae. Who cares? We're still having fun. It's a fun Friday. We're sitting on the edge. We got something special for you coming up right about now. DJ, what do you say to that one?
Man, I say go on, bring it, dog. Let's get it. Let's get it.
Bryson, what do you say?
I say it's hot, baby. Let's go.
And Pete is in the background. Come on, Pete. Let's get a shout out.
Keep chasing.
You know, I was about to say keep the day job. No, I won't go there. Yeah, but we indeed got something special on sitting on the edge for you around about now. We have a very, very, very special guest. TJ, you want to do the honors? Introduce our guest, man. Come on.
I think our guest doesn't really need much of an introduction, but from the one and only legendary group O-Town, we have Mr. Jacob Underwood.
Jacob.
What up, guys?
What's going
How's
on?
How's Chicago treating you?
Oh, well, you know, we're trying to keep it breezy. It's the Windy City, baby. We try to keep it breezy.
All right, hold on then now. Bryson, say that again. Did you say what's going on? So, yeah, say that again.
What's going on, Jacob?
All right, Jacob, that was like the American version. Here's the Jamaican
you
version.
You give it to
Wagwan! So when you go to
what's
Jamaica...
On?
When you go to Jamaica on your next show date there, that's what you're going to hear, man. Wagwan!
Right, I'm just a regular old Chicago
Wagwan.
And I think we should just tour Jamaica and Hawaii and just call it, like, that's our world tour.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, that sounds
it
like
sounds
a plan.
Sounds like a plan.
Right.
I just want to be there.
Me
yep.
Too. Definitely.
But we won't do it now. We wait until like probably down in the winter when we get better. When the weather gets bitter here,
yeah,
we go
right.
to Jamaica and we can, yeah.
Yama.
There you go, Bryce. Well, yeah, the hang of it.
I'll go with you.
All right, Jacob, talk to us, man. What's up? How are things with O-Town these days?
We're gearing up for this My2K tour. I leave on Sunday to go to Nashville for the 4th of July and watch that fireworks show, and then it's business. Back on the road.
Okay. And you have what? Something like about 30 dates?
We're doing 39 shows and 60 dates. So this will be the longest tour that we've done together for like 12, 13 years.
Wow.
So, yeah, throw us back all on a bus together again for 2 months, and it's going to be pretty interesting.
I say you guys have been apart for a little bit. You guys started to get back together in what, about 2013?
Yeah, about a little over 2 years ago now.
Nice. And then this is going to be your first tour since then, correct?
Well, no, that's actually, like, a little easier for us than the rest of the band, because the rest of the band, and other than Ryan, they have, 98 Dream haven't been doing much. We've
gotcha.
Been on the road now for the last 2 years.
Nice.
So the easiest part for us, I guess, was cutting down the show, because we've been playing an hour and a half, so we had to cut our show almost in half. We're doing, like, 45 minutes. And because of that, we don't feel like we're going to break a sweat, so we decided to do our VIP and have a separate acoustic set in our VIP so we can fit in a few more songs that we don't get to do.
That's dope. That's really, really dope. Kind of nostalgic. I mean, you ready? You know, you ready for all the millennials to be back in your face?
Back out.
I remember in the early 2000s, you know, when you guys had All or Nothing, you know, I was just starting a new career and everything, and it was kind of like All or Nothing, and with relationships and... That song did it for me.
Oh, yeah.
Did it for me. I mean, talk about
Thank God for that
for
song,
real.
Man.
Yes,
Thank
sir.
God
yes, sir.
Jacob, that means you're probably responsible for something or someone. I don't know.
No, it's a funny thing, dude. How many people interpret that song different? And they'll come up and go, oh, I played it at my graduation. We're like, okay, that's weird. Oh, I played it at my wedding. And you're like, you played it at your wedding. It's a breakup song. What
are you talking about? Right, right. It's the wrong thing you want to play at a wedding.
Right.
You want the opposite.
Yeah. They just hear like two or three words and they make it mean what it means. But it's funny that how many people have applied it in their life different ways. It's pretty cool.
Well, you know, that's the beautiful thing about music. It's a
right.
universal language, and it can speak to so many different souls in so many different ways.
Interpretation.
That interpretation is
exactly.
going to be up to whoever's receiving it at that particular moment. It really is an awesome
Absolutely.
Gift that you have to be able to connect with people like that and be able to give them their own
personal experience without even realizing that you're doing so. It's an awesome ability that you have to do that, but
definitely. I appreciate it, man. And we don't take it for granted. I think one of the coolest things is now that our fans are older, they can express in words what it meant to them. Because before it was like, you know, they're teenagers, they're crying and emotional and whatever. You know, they can't really express what it means. And now as adults, they're like, look, that song got me through this, or my, you know, my mother passing, or the birth of my children, and like those. Now they can really articulate what it meant to them, and we're all adults, and we can sit down and have a beer and talk about it and laugh about it. And I think we're all going and doing this for the same reason. It's just reliving how fun it was to do it, you know, 10, 15 years ago.
Right.
All right. So Jacob, speaking, well, not necessarily of a breakup, but of course you took a break. What is so different, you know, about you guys as a band back then, as opposed to now that you're back together and you're back doing it again? What are some of the major differences?
The biggest difference is we are in control. There's no label or you know, management team behind us. We are our own support system.
Right.
We have the best business managers in the world, but I manage the band. Dan does all the graphic work. We choreograph everything ourselves. We do the set. We do, you know, everything from designing the T-shirts to the CD cover, you know, editing the songs, arranging the songs. Like, everything is us. So we go out there as a lean operation. We don't have a huge entourage, and we are all, you know, business heads of our own department, and we go out there and we turn it into a business, and we can still do music as our full-time living, being smart, not going out there and trying to be, you know, superstars, being smart about it.
Right.
And so our fans love it because we're way more accessible. They see us doing our own work. They see us, like, being able to pull up to us as we're getting out of the car and take pictures and have conversations, where before, you know, we have so many people in the entourage that you're kind of, like, pushed in the back.
Right.
And now we have full-on connection with the fans directly. After the shows are fun because we go out with them and let them show us their show.
And that must be a wonderful feeling, because now you've basically seen the dark side of the business. You've taken care of that, and now you, like you said, you're in control. That must be like a really, really awesome feeling.
It is, man. I mean, I went back to school and was almost at my master's for business. I stopped only because we were doing too much work with O-Town to focus on Boat. But because of that, because you realize how much business runs the music side, and if you want to have total freedom, you have to know both sides.
Right.
Absolutely.
And we're having more fun now than we did then, because we get to have that control, and we see it come to fruition. We're not spending money on stupid things. We look at our budgets, we make decisions, and it's more satisfaction on another side of things.
Something about being an adult, right?
All grown up, right?
Damn it. I swore I wouldn't grow up.
Not your average boy band anymore. It's kind of like the man band.
And can we drink to that?
Yes, we can.
Pour it up.
Give me some Jamaican rum.
I'm drinking right now, watching this Belgium and Wales game. I've been stuck on this whole soccer thing since like World Cup. Germany got me into it, and now I can't not watch it.
So you're taking care of your withdrawal symptoms, right?
Yes. Well, yeah. I mean,
don't worry. You're not alone, man. I have that every 4 years. Every time a tournament ends, I have that. You know, give thanks for Euro this year. I'm dealing with a Copa Centenario withdrawal.
You know what the worst part of it is, I think? This gives me an excuse to go out and drink a beer at 9:30 in the morning, and people aren't looking at me strange. Sports are on.
It's the norm.
Sports are on. I'm rooting for a team. I'm like, yeah, mentally, I'm in another country, and they're all drinking, so it's cool, right? Well, now this thing ends, and I go out there, and now I've got a problem.
All right, now you're that guy.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, great. All right, so Jacob, now it is that you're on tour, and of course you're heading our way. And the good thing about this is that we won't have to chase after you.
Hey, I'll be right there ready and waiting, Jacob, July 30th. At the Rosemont VIP.
All right, hold on. She'll be doing something like this. Hold on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sounds familiar?
Come on. I can't get enough of everything you are.
That's going to be me, Jacob. In the front row.
You better be dancing. You guys get there, you better know the chance.
I don't know nothing about Chicago.
I said, we get down in the shop, baby. We get down.
Chicago. I can tell you right now, inside the studio, I'm about to ask management for some more AC up in here, man. It's like, whew, sizzling.
Yeah.
All right, so Jacob, as we understand it, And we did. We promoted it. And we all got the fans excited to be listening. And they've been listening now for a couple of minutes. And we've basically, you know, we've done everything except that one great thing. But first, before we get to that, talk to us. Tell us what it is that you're going to bring to Chicago. What can the fans expect?
Well, the My 2K Tour is going to be fun for all the, you know, nostalgia reasons, of course. You're going to see 98 Dream, Ryan Cabrera, and ourselves. I think what's really special about this is we're going to be doing a lot of stuff backstage in our VIPs, being a part of each other's VIP, but O-Town decided to do our two different sets. We're going to be putting different songs in our VIP acoustic set than we will in our main set, and allowing people to buy the VIP to come in, watch that set. They get a laminate and a signed poster and Q&A time and a picture with the band and meet and greet. So I'm excited to get out there. I'm excited to see the fans, hear the stories, and, you know, I think we have some, I can give you some tickets and some passes to give away for a little contest.
What?
Wait, hold on.
Wait, so you can give us some tickets?
Right, you gave it to us,
me,
or are they for everybody else?
Me, TJ, and Courtney, you giving them to us?
Well, I mean, you guys can come, right? Why not? But I think we got to give some away to the listeners, because I've got personal tickets to these shows.
All right, hold on. But before we give them some, let's just rock them a little bit more.
Can't say no to that.
And, of course, fans can expect to see you perform this one, right?
Yes, we will definitely be doing that one. Cannot do that one, man.
Okay. Who's lead on this one? Jacob?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was asking, who's lead on that one?
That's me on that one. I wrote that with two of my buddies here in San Diego.
Exactly.
And we did the track and produced it here.
That's exactly what I wanted to hear. Can we get some acapella, please? Thank you very
much.
Give
us a little bit, Jacob.
Come on. Let's hear it. Bring it.
Jacob!
Yeah. So, man, now that you have the fans all excited, tell us about these great giveaways.
Yes, so those, I'm going to give two of my personal tickets and passes to the VIP to somebody who's going to call in and win this contest. Like I said before, we're going to do two separate sets. So if you're in the VIP, you're going to hear Skydive, Baby I Would. Let's see, we got a list here. Shy Girl. These are songs that we haven't played in 12 years that we're going to redo acoustic just for the VIP, come into a Q&A, signed poster, you get a laminate and a picture with the band. So I'm going to give two of these away
to the
lucky winners. You guys do the contest.
That's dope.
Nice. And of course, our fans get it. The fans can call in at 773-348-3947. One more time, 773-348-3947.
Jacob, I just want to let you know that song Shy Girls, you know when you come to Chicago,
yeah,
that's about Chicago girls, right? That's what we call Chicago, shy. So
Shy Girl.
Yes, sir.
So we got to change the spelling to C-H-I, don't we?
I need you to be ready.
Okay. And so you come to the VIP, and we'll change the spelling to C-H-I for you.
Yes, sir.
And Jacob, if you see her face when she says that, you know, that stern mother look, hey, you better do that, you know, with a finger. Yeah, that's what she did, man. So you better be on point.
I love it. I'll remember that.
All righty.
Oh, man. Jacob, man, we appreciate your time. Can I ask you one more question? Would you mind if I ask you one more question?
Uh-oh.
Nah, man. No, of course not.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, there was a period, you know, in time where you guys, obviously you weren't together after 2003, and then you guys got back together in 2013. Did you do your own music thing? Do I understand that correctly? Did you do something on your own?
You like solo stuff after O-Town?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had like a project called Jacob's Lock, LOC, for a while. We did a band here in San Diego and then in Nashville, and I did some country music in Nashville and just kind of was diving into everything, trying to find a sound and you know, producers, and just trying to work with everybody because the pop thing was great,
right?
But it was all pop producers, and I really wanted to do some R&B, and I wanted to do some rock and even some 80s, like, heavy metal stuff just to, like, learn how those sounds are created and, you know, have some fun with it.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And in doing that, you got that type of experience to be able to branch out and find your sound even more so than you found it when you were with the band. My question to you is that, having had that experience of being under that management and now kind of doing your own thing with your own guys, what would you, advice-wise, say to somebody who's looking to be independent or looking to be under a label and some of the traffic areas and navigating that?
Well, I kind of look at everything now as, you know, everybody has their role in this, and you don't need the major team. So this advice really is, it can't go across the board because some artists need bigger teams than others. O-Town has a name, so we can ride on that. But then there's so much you can do as an independent artist just by social media. I think when you look at a label, instead of looking at it like, man, I just got signed, and now I can go spend money, and now I've got this, and it's going to keep rolling in, like, the label is a bank.
Right.
They loan you money. Right. You pay it back with interest and a lot of interest. And if you don't pay it back, and if you don't get paid back by the time your album's done, then you don't have the leverage. Yeah. So you really have to look at it like a bank. And how much do you want to take? You only want to take out what you need for your project.
Right.
You take out more, and then you've got less leverage to come back. Even if you don't fully pay him back, if you're only 50 grand in the hole, you can get another loan, and you can keep your career going by a superstar.
Right.
Nice.
Yo, that's real.
Yeah,
that's real.
That speaks basically to, you know, especially for artists coming up. They see the glam, they see the glitter, but they just don't understand what happens behind the scene and a lot of the stress that it puts on artists to, to work with these labels. And we've heard the stories, you know, told over and over. And I'm just happy that you're willing to come out and say this so that, you know, other artists can learn from this, because I've seen many artists who have basically just lost it.
Seriously.
Yeah, they've been really messed up by this type of thing.
The fact that you were able to come
out. Well, I do. I recently had a friend. I give a lot of advice, and it's free to all my friends, and he had a deal and a bonus, and that's typical. You get, you know, a nice big bonus, and you're like, cool, I'm going to buy these things, and I'm going to move into the new place. I'm like trying to tell him, like, that's what you're supposed to live on while you're in the studio, because you're not making money anywhere else.
Right.
And the tour is supposed to start in 6 months. I'm like, don't count on that, because marketing is a pain in the ass, and you can't ever count on it. So all these things said and done, 6 months later, the tour doesn't happen. You're out of money, and now the label's like asking you to go to work, but you can't, because you can't work for free. You don't, you know, it's like you got to look at it like a bank. You got to be smart.
Real talk, the investment. Speaking of investment, Jacob, I remember when you guys first came out. Oh, you were doing your thing in Orlando. Shout out to Orlando, how O-Town originated. But is it true that you were the only one in your family who chose to follow his career and kind of not invest in the college dream at that moment?
Yeah, I was the first one at the time. A few have followed suit.
Right.
You know, a couple cousins got into the arts and acting, and one started a production company that actually did both of O-Town's music videos, our last two.
Nice.
And all of our photo shoots. So keeping it in the family.
Definitely.
But yeah, I think the family's really, they've realized too that there's other ways to be in business.
Oh, definitely.
It's not just the way the family chose it. There's so many of us, there was bound to be a few that didn't stay in family business.
During your time off, you went ahead and went and invested in your career and in your education, right?
That's right, yeah.
That's good stuff.
So I went and
that's
got a business
stuff.
Degree awesome. And then was 8 months away from my master's in business. Like I said, I was just working too much in O-Town to keep justifying writing papers, but I'm going to go back and get my master's
because
piece of paper, nobody can take it from you.
Go for it.
Yeah, but then you've been writing music, and it's pretty much your own music now, so it's an investment of another kind. It's not like anything is lost, really.
No, and I like to feel stimulated by both sides, like writing music or writing a business plan or you know, a budget even, and then it comes in and you're under budget and you've made more profit. Like, I get more or just as much satisfaction out of that as I do out of writing a song and getting it placed. And I guess I can work all around the clock because I'm single and I have no kids.
Oh, Jason.
Uh-oh, so he's coming to the shy and he's single, ladies.
Wow.
All right. Hold up, Jacob. Hold up. Some ladies might be doing some chasing here. Hold on.
Or Jacob might be doing the chase.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, nothing wrong
busy.
With it. Nothing wrong with the brother. You grown. You can do that.
Yep.
If we had to ask you one of the maybe craziest stories that you can say on air, you know, because obviously we are on air, one of the craziest stories from your days doing the thing back then, what is there something that you can tell us? Is there a story that you can give us?
The PG version.
The PG version, right.
Oh, man.
13
minutes. I got to narrow it down. You know, it's the stories that I have, I forget until somebody mentions a name or something. I was like, oh, shit, yeah, actually, I did that, and I totally forgot until you mentioned it.
Oh, that's funny.
There's so many fun stories. When we get to Chi-Town, come out and have a beer, and we'll sit down and we'll talk.
Oh, you ain't got to tell me twice, brother. I'm there.
In other words, there are no
PG versions.
Plenty
of stories.
Yeah, and that's exactly what he's saying. It's the PG versions.
Right. You want the story or not? Because
right.
It's only the story.
Yeah. I want it all or nothing at all.
All or nothing, right? Exactly. I want it all.
Yeah. And she's willing to chase after you.
You guys.
All right, well, Jacob, you know, we're looking forward to it. I'm sure the fans are looking forward to it. We're looking forward to them hitting us up so we can give away those tickets. And, you know, we want to wish you all the best on the tour. Luckily, the fans won't have
Thank
to be chasing
you so much,
because
guys.
You'll be finding them. And, you know,
come out and find us on tour on the VIP at otownofficial.com.
Okay. And can we get another acapella before you go, man? Come on, give us something.
Keep chasing you. Nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, round of applause, please.
Jacob Underwood, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and
that's
gentlemen,
awesome.
Be
Jacob
in Chicago,
Underwood.
July 30th at the Rosemont Horizon. Don't miss it.
And Jacob, why shouldn't the people miss it? Come on, tell them.
It's going to be fun, man. All the things that you know, wish you could do back then, that's what you're going to do on this tour. Because now you can be an adult and get to do songs again and drink with the people you used to watch on stage.
That's awesome.
That's why.
That's awesome.
And did you say drink?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let's get it started right now.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
You know what? And you guys are making me thirsty. I have to go get a beer. But before I go, I might have to start a beer blog. This is Eric's idea because one of the only thing on our rider that I think is like, you know, whatever, is 24 beers of the assorted beers of the most popular local beer in that town. So I've been able to try some of the most amazing beers in the city they're brewed in, and I might just have to start a beer blog or something because they're pretty awesome.
Hey, that would be pretty dope. It's almost like a Diner's Drive-In and Dive, but we could start going for beers.
Yeah, just beer.
Yeah.
So when I'm in Chi-Town, you guys got to show me what's up and
you already know. Let's go. Let's take them to one of your. Oh yeah, yeah. We got some spots for you.
We don't play.
Looking forward to it, man.
You hear that?
All right, Jake.
Looking forward to it.
Okay.
So,
apparently, Courtney's thirsty too.
Yeah. I'm from Jamaica, man. I'm always thirsty.
Oh, man. Jacob, we appreciate your time, sir.
My pleasure, man. Make sure to connect before we get to Chicago, and let's make it happen.
Definitely.
Most definitely.
Definitely, sir. Thank you so much.
All right, Jacob. Thanks
so much.
Have
man.
A great afternoon, man. And, hey, have a great tour.
Jacob Underwood. Thank you, Jacob.
Thank you, guys.
It's all about O-Town.
Ah. O-Town.
Yeah.
Oh.
The greatest music you've never heard. Powered by the Be On Air Network. Be EdgeOnAir.com.